In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today, hearing the Word of God. We're looking at the 24th chapter of Genesis, verse 62. And Isaac came from the way of the well Lahairah, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at eventide. So he went to pray. He went to pray. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, camels were coming. He's wondering, who is coming this way? And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. She came off the camel. And she said unto the servant, "What man is this that walketh in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master, it is Isaac." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that had been done. How he put a fleece before the Lord that this woman would give him water and would water his camels. And the servant told Isaac all things that had been done. And Isaac brought her into his mother's Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. And these are the days and years of Abraham's life. This is verse 7 of chapter 25, which he lived 175 years old. 175 years old, when Abraham gave up the ghost and died in a good age, an old man and full of years, he was gathered to his people, and his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah. That's where Sarah is being buried, was buried, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, which is before Mamre. The field which Abram purchased of the sons of Heth, there was Abraham buried and Sarah his wife. You can still go now to the place at Mamre and say, near here Abraham and Sarah were buried. They do not have the exact spot. They call it the exact spot, but it is not the exact spot. But we can say, near here Abraham, the father of faith, and Sarah, the mother of faith, were buried someplace near here. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelled by the well of Lahairah. And we go into the birth of Esau and Jacob. This is chapter 25, verse 19. And these are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac, yes. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to be his wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. Rebekah was not bearing children. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in your womb, and one manner of people shall be separated from your bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." Now, who is the elder? Esau. Who is the younger? Jacob. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, that's Esau, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was threescore years old, that's 60 years old, when she bare these twins. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man, dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. So we see there's going to be a struggle between Isaac and between Jacob and Esau. There's going to be a struggle. And we know that Esau sells his birthright. I want to talk before about selling Esau's birthright. We must never sell our birthright as being Christians. We must never sell it for $1 trillion. The devil will offer us power, fame. We must never sell our birthright that Jesus Christ dwells within our hearts, that the Holy Spirit dwells within our hearts, that we have the DNA of God dwelling within our hearts. Do not sell your birthright as a Christian. Do not, for all the power and all the money of the world, it is not worth it because you belong to Jesus. I'm talking to Catholics now. Do not sell your birthright. Do not sell your birthright that your home is in heaven, and it's from there that we await the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will give us new bodies. Do not sell your birthright. And Jacob ate porridge and Esau from the field and was faint. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with the red porridge, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point of death, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" You see, he's in the flesh. He's in the flesh. And Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And to swear to him, he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and porridge and lentils. And he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Do not despise your birthright as belonging to Jesus Christ. I don't care what the devil offers you. It is nothing. It is hay. It is nothing. It is sand. We belong to Jesus Christ. We belong to Him, and we belong to Him in the power of the Spirit. He shed His blood for us, and we belong to Him. Do not ever sell your birthright as a Christian. You know, the devil tried to do that to Jesus. If you are the Son of God, command these stones to turn into bread. Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." What was the devil trying to do? Have Jesus sell his birthright as the Son of the Father. He did not conquer Jesus. Thanks be to God. Jesus conquered him. And it came to pass, chapter 27, that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said to him, "My son." And he said to him, "Behold, here I am." And he said, "Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, your weapons and your quiver and your bow, and go out into the field and take for me some venison, and make me a savory meat such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die." In other words, before he dies, he's going to give a blessing to his child. But first he wants to eat this venison. He was into meat. He was a carnivore. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son, and Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it in. And Rebekah spoke unto Jacob her son, saying, "Behold, I heard your father speak unto Esau your brother, saying, bring me venison and make me savory meat, and I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice." This is Rebekah speaking to Jacob. "Obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go to the flock and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such that he loves. and you shall bring it to thy father, and he may eat, that he may bless you before his death. In other words, that Jacob would receive the blessing. Esau sold his birthright for a plate of porridge. We have to remember that. And Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man." In other words, Esau had a lot of hair on him, and Jacob didn't. "My father perhaps will feel me and shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing." And his mother said unto him, "Upon me be that curse, my son. Obey my voice and go fetch me them." So they are going to deceive the father Isaac. They're going to want the blessing for Jacob. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, "My father." He said, "Here I am." "Who art thou, my son? Who are you? Who are you?" And Jacob said unto his father, "I am Esau." He's deceiving Isaac. "I am your firstborn. I have done according that you bid me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, and your soul may bless me." And Isaac said unto his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." We see that Jacob is deceiving. And Isaac said unto Jacob, "Come near, I pray thee, and I feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him and said, "The voice of Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as the brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. So Jacob receives the blessing. Always remember that Esau sold the birthright for a pot of porridge. And he said, "Are you my son Esau?" And he said, "I am." And he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him and did eat. And he brought him wine to drink. And his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now, that I would kiss my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, "See the smell of my son. It is the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine." So who's getting the blessing? Jacob is getting the blessing. "Let people serve thee, the nations bow down to thee, and lord over thy brethren, and let my mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be the one who blessed thee." So we see this very interesting thing, that Jacob is deceiving the father, and yet it was from Jacob that 12 tribes of Israel were to be born. It is from Jacob, not from Esau. I don't understand it, but that's what the Bible teaches, that this was a deceptive thing, and God seems to have accepted it, because from Jacob will flow the 12 tribes of Israel. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of the blessing, Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from hunting, and he also had made savory meat and brought it to his father, and said unto his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me." So we see that Esau is looking for the blessing of the father, and we already see it's been given to Jacob. And Isaac, his father, said unto him, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." And Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me, that I have eaten all before you came and have blessed him? Yes, he shall be blessed." And when Esau heard these words of the father, he cried with a great exceedingly bitter cry and said unto his father, "Bless me, even me also, O my father." And he said, "Your brother came with subtlety and hath taken away the blessing." So the blessing goes to Jacob and not to Esau. He deceived the father. You know, we have to admit that. He deceived the father. And he said, "Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times." What does that mean? Got ahead of me. He had got ahead of me these two times. But remember, Esau sold his birthright for a plate of porridge. It's very interesting. And he said, "It is not rightly named Jacob, for he hath supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing." And he said, "Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me?" And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, "Behold, I have made him your lord, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him, and what shall I do now unto thee, my son?" And Esau said unto his father, "Have you but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. Again, he sold his birthright for a plate of porridge. And the other one deceived. Jacob deceived the father. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, "Behold, the dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and the dew of heaven from above, and my sword shall you thou live, and thou shalt serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you have the dominion that you shall break his yoke from off of thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand, then I will slay my brother Jacob." And these words of Esau, her eldest son, were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, "Behold, your brother Esau, as touching thee, does comfort himself, proposing to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice, and rise and flee to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and tarry with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and forget that which thou hast done to him. And I will send and fetch thee from thence, and why should I be deprived of you both in one day?" And Rebekah said to Isaac, "I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as which the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me?" So we see that Rebekah wants to save Jacob, and he sends Jacob to the place where Abraham lived. This is interesting. You know, why is it that the deceiver gets the blessing? You might ask me why. I have no idea. I have no idea. But Jacob got the blessing, and now Esau is so angry he wants to kill his brother Jacob. He wants to kill his brother Jacob. And Rebekah loves Jacob so much she sends him away to Laban. Again, probably to find a wife, yes, to find a wife. So what shall we say about this? Where is God? Where is God? This is chapter 28, verse 10. "And Jacob went out to Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. because the sun was set, and he took stones of that place and put them as his pillows, and he lay down in a place to sleep. So the stones become his pillow. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord, God of Abraham your father, God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to your children, to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places wherever you go, and I will bring you again into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. So we see God promises Jacob the land and the blessing that he received from his father Isaac. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob arose up early in the morning and took a stone that he had put for his pillow and set it as a pillar and poured oil upon it. And he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of the city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, I will keep his way, and I will go, and he will give me bread to eat and clothes to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give one-tenth back to the Lord. So we see that there was a religious experience that Jacob had in Bethel. Things began to happen, and he realizes that the blessing is his. He realizes that that he is the one that is going to bear the children, that God is going to give the land and the blessing to not only Jacob, but to his children. And we know that Jacob had 12 sons, and these 12 sons become the 12 tribes of Israel, and God promised to bless the 12 tribes of Israel. I will bless those that bless thee, I will curse those that curse thee. So we bless the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We bless the house of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that the Lord would bless it real good. We ask that the Lord would keep far from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's relatives and descendants things like bombs and things like that, would keep far from them, because it is he that is their God, and this land is called holy. It is the holy land given to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the 12 sons of Jacob. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. If you would like to contribute to In Season Online, it's inseason.net. www.inseason.net. We are way behind in our funds this month to pay May's bills. So you can go to the web www.inseason.net. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. Today we see Jacob gets the blessing. I pray that God would pour out upon you the blessing of Jesus Christ. I pray that God would pour out upon you the presence of the Holy Spirit. And may He who loves you be your Lord, your God, and your birthright. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.